Module 8, Lesson 2, The Sleep Training Process. Keeping Realistic Expectations. Knowing what to expect from the sleep training process can help you have realistic expectations and to more calmly ride out the bumps along the way that are going to inevitably come. Take a look at the graph below this audio. As you can see, once you start with sleep training, there is a normal cycle of ups and downs that we expect to see. Keep in mind, it actually often gets a little worse before it gets better, so hang in there. Most children start at stage 1, so you will see an initial improvement in their night's sleep. They will start to connect their sleep cycles more easily with fewer interventions from you, or sleep longer stretches at once. After this, we often see a regression in naps, meaning that your child might protest more at the beginning of naps, or struggle to do a longer nap even if they previously could do so. After a few days, you should see that the first nap starts to get easier once you get to stage 3. Then, usually the second nap improves, but that might then be followed by a regression in night's sleep. So, as days get easier, there may be a setback at night. After this, though, night's sleep should start to consolidate again and both day and night sleep patterns start to stabilize. Some children will start at later stages, depending on their sleep issues, so you may find that day sleep improves before night sleep and then you follow from there. We usually see that this whole process takes about 2 to 3 weeks on average, but it might be shorter or longer depending on your child's specific sleep association, your chosen settling method, and other factors.